AMMINNESOTA.com.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for our AM Minnesota program. Earlier this week, I had a delightful conversation with Phil Burkhart, a gentleman who's a retired music teacher that is going to be conducting the Owatonna Symphony Orchestra in a free concert. You heard me right. Best four-letter word in the English language other than love. Free. Happening at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Owatonna on Sunday. There's no Viking game this week. They have a bye week this week, so you don't have to worry about that. St. John's Lutheran Church in Owatonna is located at 1301 Lincoln Avenue. That's 1301 Lincoln Avenue in Owatonna. This orchestra includes mostly Owatonna individuals. The variety of music is incredible. They'll have pop, jazz, classical, Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, probably the most famous classical piece known. The theme from the movie E.T., if you remember that, very emotional theme. In fact, he told me that the music from the movie E.T., the music was written before the final scene when the director came out and said, you got a lot of extra music here. We're going to extend the movie to fit the music. I mean, that's unheard of. But it was so emotional. John Williams did a great job on the music. I think he won some sort of an award for that too, an Academy Award, something. Anyway, a delightful gentleman, Phil Burkhart. I'm looking forward. I think I'm going to head over there if I can stay awake. I'm probably going to, I nap a lot of Sundays these days as I'm getting up over the 65 mark. But the Owatonna High School music program is one of the best in the Midwest, he told me on the show. You'll hear it. Hope you'll stay tuned and listen. People from all walks of life are in this orchestra, doctors, nurses, lawyers, mechanics, teachers, you name it. And the high school kids, 112 of them strong, string players, will be performing with the orchestra on a composition entitled Adoration, which is perfect for the church, right? Perfect for the church. So I'm hoping that you will take the time to go over to Owatonna and hear some incredible music which just soothes the soul. With the Owatonna Symphony Fall Concert, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at St. John's Lutheran Church, 1301 Lincoln Avenue in Owatonna. Should be a really good time. I know I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try to make sure I get on over there and take that in. He said it'll be about a 90-minute concert, so it won't take a lot of time, and you'll really enjoy yourself. He has done some conducting in the whole Midwest, really, the upper Midwest, has Mr. Burkhart. Peter Genther is in charge of the music program in Owatonna, which he called one of the best, not only in Minnesota, but in the Midwest, he said. This concert is entitled Beethoven, the Beatles, and All That Jazz, celebrating the 250th anniversary of America, which is next year. The spring concert, which will be conducted by Peter Genther, will continue with that theme, right? 250 years. So the music brought to America is highlighted here. He gets to choose the music, as you'll hear him say. So I hope that you'll stick around and listen for the remainder of the program. Phil Burkhart and yours truly, a telephone interview that I conducted earlier this week for our AM Minnesota program today. Enjoy.
Good morning, everyone. We're visiting with Phil Burkhart. He is from Owatonna. And I'm assuming, Phil, that you are a music teacher because we're talking about a concert coming up. Am I right?
I am a retired teacher, and I'm actually working with the Owatonna Symphony, but my home base is in Austin.
Aha. Uh-huh. So yeah. you live in Austin.
I live in Austin. I taught here for 40 years, the music, the string orchestra program. And But I often got up to Owatonna to work with them, with their groups. I'm good friends with their directors, and we've had a really good relationship. And once I retired about 13 years ago, I've been coming up regularly and working with their groups. And now I'm conducting one of the two concerts that the Owatonna Symphony does each year. I do the fall concert on October 12th this year, and it's going to be a great one.
That's on Sunday. What time does it start?
That's at 3 o'clock on the Sunday, and it's at St. John Church, Lutheran Church, and it should be about an hour and a half.
Why at the church and not the beautiful high school?
That's a very good question, and I think that's a question for someone else. But that's something that we're working on. The other director of the orchestra who does the fall or the spring concert is Peter Ginther, and he is the band director at Owatonna.
And
he is working with the administration there to see if we can work out an arrangement with them to have our concerts there. But for now, St. John Lutheran is a very good facility. It has a good acoustics. In other words, there's a lot of resonance in a church, so it helps the orchestra to sound even bigger. So we're happy there, and they're very, very helpful to us, helping us make it happen. So we're very grateful to them.
So this is a high school concert?
Well, this is a symphony, which is an adult community orchestra.
Aha. Now I understand why it's at the church.
Right.
Makes perfect sense. How did you get involved with Owatonna?
Well, like I told you, I many times came up to the school and worked with their groups, either as a substitute teacher or sometimes as a clinician. That's someone who just works with the kids and helps them out. And I developed that relationship with the school and with their teachers. And so when the Owatonna Symphony, which was directed and is still directed by Peter Ginther, their band director, when they wanted to put on two concerts a year instead of one, they asked Peter who would conduct it. And Peter said, well, Phil Burkhart was nearby, and he's doing conducting, so they asked me, and I said, yeah, I'd love to.
Is that what you taught in Austin, was orchestra?
Right. I did that for many years. But I also went around and did community orchestra in Austin, the Austin Symphony, which is equivalent to the Owatonna Symphony. I also did that for many years, and then I went around, in retirement especially, I would go around and do a lot of judging around the state in Wisconsin, music contests, and working with groups, conducting groups at different high schools. So I'm really active in my retirement. I'm very active as a conductor outside of Austin, and even I've been down to Illinois and North Dakota and Wisconsin, conducting different orchestras.
Which do you enjoy more, conducting or judging?
Oh, that's a really good question. When I do the judging, usually I work with the group. You know, after you listen, you go up and talk to them. So it's a combination. The judging also involves conducting. But of the two, the most fun is the conducting, because you get to really hands-on. You know, you're working with the kids, they're playing for you, and you're sort of motivating them and helping them to get even better. And that's really, really satisfying as a conductor, to have a group, especially high school-age kids, who really dig in and they want to get better, and then you can hear the difference in their playing. If I conduct outside of a judging situation, like, for example, Owatonna is no judging, you just rehearse and then perform, that's really thrilling for me, because I get to play music that I love, and it's professional level music. You know, they're a volunteer group. In other words, they're not paid to play. These are local musicians from the area, and I can name off some of the towns they're from. It's pretty crazy where they come from. But they just come together once a week to rehearse, and they do a concert just because they love playing. They're not professional musicians, although some of them have played professionally. But they're mostly folks from your community who played in high school, and now they're adults, and they're working their jobs, and they want to keep playing. That's a lot of fun for me, because they're really into it just for the joy of making music.
Oh, who doesn't like making
music? That's really fun.
Yeah, who doesn't like making music?
They told me the other day, some of the cities they come from, mostly Owatonna, but they've got a bunch of them coming coming from Austin now. I have people coming from Mankato, from Minneapolis, from St. Paul, from Webster, from Rochester, from Decorah, Iowa. They're coming from all over the place to play with the orchestra.
It sounds like it. We got to take a break here, and then I'll come right back and visit more with Phil Burkhart, who is directing a concert coming up on Sunday at, where was it again? A church there in Owatonna.
St. John Lutheran.
We'll take that break right now.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming, and so is Stein. At Stein Seed Company, they have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower as the trade continues to monitor the U.S. harvest and South American planting weather. Beans are still somewhat optimistic about end-of-the-month tariff talks with China. November beans are down a dime at 10.12 and a quarter. January's 10 lower at 10.28 and a half. December soybean meal is steady at 276.80. December bean oil 66 lower at 50.28. Corn's watching the U.S. harvest pace and planting conditions in South America. Demand's solid, but low water levels on parts of the Mississippi are limiting movement to the Gulf. December's 2.75 lower at 415 and a half. March is down 3 at 431. And wheat's lower today. The big bearish factor continues to be the rising global supply. U.S. winter wheat planting weather and development conditions in Argentina are mostly favorable. December Chicago's 4 lower at 502 and a half. Cotton and rice are down on technical pressure. December cotton's 11 lower at 64.36. November's down a dime at 10.78 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are lower on profit taking as they wait for this week's widespread direct business. There was some light trade yesterday, but real trend could be established. Way too light. Asking prices are at 235 to 237 live. Nothing yet for the dress basis. December live is down 60 at 239.30, and February 70 lower at 242.70. November feeder cattle are down $2.05 at 372, and January is 167 lower at 367.37. And hogs are pressured by yesterday's lower close in pork. December lean is down 40 cents at 83.95, and February's 55 lower at 86.12. Crude oil's below 60 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The first 3 years of every child's life are critical. Learn more about early intervention. How your baby or toddler plays, learns, talks, acts, and moves give important clues as to how they are developing. If you have any questions or concerns about whether your baby or toddler's development is on track, please call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229. Call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty, no! Are you okay? Somebody knew something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
We are visiting once again with Phil Burkhart. He is conducting a concert on the 12th of October. That's this coming Sunday at St. John's Church on Lincoln Street in Owatonna. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is a community orchestra that Phil is working with. And how many years did you say you've been doing this, Phil?
Well, I've been conducting for over 50 years. But with Owatonna, this is only my second concert.
Okay. Do you choose the music or does Peter?
Basically, Peter chooses the music for his concert in the spring, and I choose it for this fall concert. It's kind of interesting what happened because I just sat down and made a list of the pieces I wanted to do. Because we do a great variety. This concert is very family-oriented. We do pop music, we do jazz, we do classical. We try to make something for everybody to enjoy. So I just wrote down the pieces I love to play, and it turned out to be, well, everybody knows the Beethoven Fifth Symphony, the most famous classical piece that were written. And then we're doing some other pieces that people may not know as well, but we're also doing the theme music from the movie E.T., and we're doing jazz by Duke Ellington, and we're doing a piece with all the high school string players from Owatonna, 112 kids. They're coming in to play a piece with us, and they're going to spread around the church and make a big circle around the audience and play. It's going to be gorgeous. The sound is going to ring all around the church and surround the people.
Do you have
it's really going to be a great concert. Something for everyone.
You have any hymns?
That's the hymn we're going to do. It's called Adoration with all the string players. So there'll be 200 musicians playing that piece.
Wow, that's going to be kind of interesting to coordinate.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll have one rehearsal, but it'll work. We'll make it work.
Well, these are all fairly accomplished players, right?
Yes, the adults are all quite accomplished. But as I said, these adults come from all walks of life, from all around the area. I've got people in there. I've got doctors. I've got nurses. I've got lawyers. I've got school teachers. I've got mechanics. We've got accountants. It's everybody in the area who wants to play. And the high school kids who are playing with us play at a very high level, because Owatonna, and I have to say this strongly, the Owatonna High School music programs, the band and the orchestra and choir, are some of the best in the state. No, actually, they're some of the best in the Midwest.
Wow, that's saying something.
Yeah, it's true. They are amazing musicians. And we have, Owatonna has always, for as long as I've known, had one of the best programs in the whole state, and they still do. So Owatonna can be very proud of their school music.
But you think that has something to do with Winger?
That's a question I can't answer. And I think maybe, I'm not sure, to tell you the truth, since I'm not from the town, I don't know how much Winger is involved.
Sure.
But I do know that they may very well be. But I do know that music is supported in the community. Owatonna feels strongly about having good music in the schools, and that really counts. The administration of the school supports them, and the community supports them. And, you know, having been involved as a teacher here in Austin for many, many years, I know what a great difference that makes when your community supports your music programs.
Being the conductor.
There are music programs all over the state that are going away.
Now, that's sad. Being the conductor, you have to know how to play each and every instrument because I have a cousin that was a conductor. He's retired now, up in the Osseo School District. Had to know every single one of the instruments. He was a band, not symphony, but band director. Have you done both, or did you just do symphony?
I started life as a trombone player. Then I went to strings, a violin, and then string bass for many years. And now, because of an injury, I had to give that up. And now I do play timpani, which is a lot of fun, believe me.
That's very versatile.
You can take out your frustrations on the kettle drums. I know enough to be able to, on each instrument, to be able to make comments about them. I don't play all of them regularly. I had to learn to play them years ago, but yes, as a conductor, you really need to know the basics of each instrument, you know, how to make the sound, the range that you play in, the notes that you're reading, all that kind of thing.
That's part of the fun of it, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, it is. I probably couldn't tell you how to finger an F sharp on a bassoon anymore, but I could give the bassoonist some advice on playing a certain melody. You know, you just, as a conductor, you just have to know an awful lot of different things.
And you said you started with a trombone. What precipitated you to go to strings?
Well, I started trombone because my dad was a semi-professional trombonist. He played jazz, and the instrument sitting there, you go to that. That was in eighth grade. But I was drawn to the strings because my girlfriend, who became my wife, was a violinist. So to be in high school, to be closer to her, joined the orchestra.
Ah.
And by the way, I was in band, so she joined the band too and took up trombone. So between the two groups, we got to see each other twice a day. But the strings really drove me in, and I really loved the way they sounded. So in college, I started lessons, and then on violin, and then went to string bass, because that's, I really liked the low sounds, the big, you know, the big low sounds of the bass.
Where did you go to school?
La Crosse was my hometown for high school. And then I went to St. John's University up in Collegeville for a few years because I was, although I took music, but I also was majoring in something else at the time. I think it was philosophy or some weird thing. But when I went to UW-Madison is where I got my upper degree. I do have a funny story for you. Do you want to hear it?
Sure, absolutely.
So when my wife and I were dating in high school, and we both played brass, so I would play trombone and she'd play baritone, I used to drop my mouth next to me so we could both reach for it and we could hold hands for a second. So I tell that story to my students, and they all think it's corny, but it really is what high school is all about. And then the band director, who was a priest, a really great guy, Father Jim Faulkner, he'd see us do that, and he just shook his head and looked the other way.
That is a good story.
It is a good story. I like to tell that story.
How many years you've been married?
And my wife passed away about 5 years ago,
sadly,
but we were married 49 years.
Awesome. You made beautiful music together, literally.
That's right. I have two sons, 6 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren.
And all are in music?
Well, I think they all are. The little ones aren't yet, but everyone who is of age now has played in either band or orchestra. My son, my youngest son manages Roger Bike here in town in Austin. He has a rock band and plays cello too. And my oldest son is a professional musician in New York who plays on Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's in the pit on some Broadway shows?
Yeah, he's playing. He has the cello chair on, what's the name of the musical? Arabian Nights. It's not Arabian Nights. It has a different name.
You get a chance to go out and see it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he plays with the opera in town and so on. So it's fun, too.
So when you picked the music for this fall's concert, is there a theme to this concert?
Well, I was sort of talking about that earlier, but the theme, it was music that I just loved. But the theme kind of came out of the selection of the songs, and it sort of represents all the different music that was brought to America and influenced what we now think of as American music. For example, if you ask someone, what's American music? Well, they right away think of hoedown or fiddle music, or they think of jazz, or they think of Hispanic music, or they think of all these other kinds of music that we have in America. Well, all of that music came from somewhere else. So the pieces I chose all represent music that came from other cultures but came to America, and we adopted it as our music. And then we used all those different kinds of music. Like Beethoven comes from Europe, right?
Sure.
Then that's the basis of orchestral music. And we're doing a piece from South America that is Hispanic music in it. We're doing Duke Ellington, which is jazz. We're doing a piece by a black composer, a female black composer. The hymn was Adoration. That piece has blues in it. And then our final piece, which is E.T., the movie music, is by John Williams, who is now considered the greatest composer in the world for movie. And he's American. And so all of this other stuff that came to America all made what we have think of today as American music. And that's sort of the theme. The name of the concert is Beethoven, the Beatles, and all that jazz.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, but the theme, the underlying theme, is the different cultures that contributed to music, American music today. It's kind of a prequel because our big celebration is coming up next year, the 250th anniversary of America, and our spring concert, Peter's directing, is very all patriotic stuff. So this one is sort of a prequel, kind of a preparation for that, looking at the different influences that came to America.
But jazz got its start in America, right?
Right. Jazz is the pure form of America. Jazz was started in America.
Yeah.
And the others came from other places, but jazz came from here and then spread around the world.
I went to Spring Valley, Little Spring Valley High School, not far from Austin there. And we did not have any orchestra in my school, but we did have a jazz band. Boy, was that fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Spring Valley has a good program still. I've judged them and worked with them before. All these little smaller communities around here all have good bands, and some have orchestras, but there really is a lot of music happening in this, in rural America.
But you were mentioning...
You know, I should tell you, the schools that are losing their music departments are not in the smaller schools. They're in the larger schools, in the metro area. Because in smaller communities, music is very special, very important to them.
Is it due to lack of numbers that they're losing?
No, I think the larger schools have so much financial pressure on them. Some of them are very well-to-do, and they have no problem. But some of the larger school districts in the state are really stretched financially. Very difficult to offer everything that they want. And so the first thing you look at are the arts, if you're thinking that you need to cut something.
Yeah, I suppose they don't think it's necessary. And quite frankly, and I was not a great musician, don't get me wrong. I mean, I wasn't a superstar or anything. I was in band, I was in choir, I was in plays, I was in sports. I tried to get all the experiences I possibly could because I thought it would make me a more well-rounded individual, and I believe it did.
Yeah. You know, there's just right now, it's interesting you bring this up. Right now, there's a lot of stuff coming out, studies being done about music, influences on people. And it's even stronger now. You probably heard of the Mozart effect. Years ago, they said, if you listen to Mozart as a baby, you'll be smarter. Well, that was never proven. But now, and that was, what, 20 years ago? And now, it's being proven in many different studies. Not just that it makes you smarter, but it makes you a better person. It makes you more well-rounded, more disciplined. You have self-discipline, control. It makes you physically better because of the skill stuff, you know? It makes you more aware of other people. You know, and it's great for your brain. It makes your brain function better.
So, I think the best thing about it, Phil, is it improves your emotional intelligence.
There you go. That sums it up right there.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yep. That's what I was trying to say, only I wasn't as efficient as you.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just saying that, music makes you feel.
Right.
It moves you.
Right.
Sometimes in ways that you didn't realize it would.
That's right. That's very good.
Do you have a favorite piece on this concert?
Pardon me?
Do you have a favorite piece on your concert that you're doing on Sunday?
Oh, boy. They're all great pieces, and I love them all. But I have to say that the music from the movie E.T. is really moving.
It is, isn't it? I remember it.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that whole last final scene when he's flying across the sky.
Yeah.
And then he lands, and then he has to say goodbye, and the ship goes off. That whole scene, it must be about 15 minutes long. Most people don't know this, but that music was written before the scene. And John Williams played it for the director. But the director had already started filming without the music. The director listened to it and said, "You've got too much music here. I'm going to film more to match the music." And it's the only instance that people know of where a film was built around the music.
Huh. I can believe that, though. I remember it
was amazing.
I can remember, and I was a young person when that came out, and I pretty much shed a tear during that part of the movie.
Yeah. It's very, very moving. It's sort of like it's only like 8 minutes long, but it's like a symphony. It's so well written, and it just carries you away, you know.
Well,
so I have to say I've only done it once before. That was in Austin, here in the summer concert, and right at the end where the music goes, you know, the soaring music goes. right when that started, the wind picked up and blew the music off the music stand. So the music went flying through the air as E.T. was flying through the air. It was perfect.
Well, Phil, we plumb run out of time. I do appreciate your time. And again, that concert is at what time on Sunday?
3 o'clock.
3 p.m.
And there's no charge.
And
no
Sunday,
charge. It's free.
There's no Viking game this Sunday to worry about, so you don't have to worry about that. They're on a bye week.
Oh, good. Thank heavens.
So make sure you get on over to St. John's Church. I might even have to go over and take in this concert because you've convinced me that it's got enough mix in it that it'll capture my attention.
Good. I'd love to see you there.
Thanks again, Phil. Appreciate it very much. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you.
I don't know that you need luck, but I'm wishing you luck.